Father, we thank you tonight that we study your word. Your word is alive, and it will speak to your people and help them do what you want them to do. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Now, you know, we are gathered together, but we have a lot of people around the world gathered with us when we study the word. This little pamphlet, the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to God's word, what it is and why you need it. And it talks about, I'm teaching along the line that praying in the Spirit is a supernatural weapon. And there's a question in here: have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? A lot of believers have not received the Holy Ghost since they believe. But the question is, must I speak in tongues? One of the little questions in here. And the answer is yes, this is important. This is a gift from God. Why would you refuse it? To refuse tongue is to refuse to yield yourself completely to God. If you will not yield completely, you cannot be used completely. It is important that you speak in tongue. Are you listening? Then it asks who it's for, and it's for the believer. And the new language which the Spirit has given us is not only a sign of the initial receiving of the gifts of the Spirit, but also of his continuing presence. You do not have to wait for a special anointing, a sense of the presence of the Holy Spirit to pray in tongues. It can be used at will and should be used continuously to build yourself up. God's gifts are given for a purpose. It is very important to pray in tongues. Practice this new language of the Spirit until it becomes as natural as breathing. As you do, you will experience a new peace and joy of knowing the presence of the Lord. One more reading I'm going to give you. God's word tells us that praying in the Spirit edifies us or build us up in the Lord. Turn your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And so, you know, if you want one of these little pamphlets, you need to get one of you. If you're having a problem, we have some here. I use them for witness as a witness tool. But you need to get one. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, I want you to focus in on verse 2. Praying in the Spirit is a supernatural weapon. Now, we know prayer within itself is a weapon. But praying in the Spirit, I would like to call your attention to that second verse. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men. First thing. Notice the word speaketh. Speaketh not unto men. What that mean, speaketh not unto men? Well, read further, you see. Not unto men, but unto who?
God.
All right, so we're praying in the Spirit, speaking to God. It's a communication with God. Saying, for no man understands him, howbeit in the Spirit, he speaketh mystery. Now, when I first start teaching along this line, there was a confusion between, there's a gift in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 in the 9 gifts. That's a gift given to the church and is used as the Spirit will. And they have another gift come along with it called interpretation. So it's not the same. This is a prayer language. The other one is a ministry language. It's both sometimes called unknown tongue. But here we're talking in 1 Corinthians 14, 2 about broken syllables. That we have to know the value of it. I want to tell you 3 things before I start talking about the lesson tonight in depth. Look with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 13. 2 Corinthians, I want to show you something. I think this will clear it up more for us. Second Corinthians chapter 13, the last verse. There are 3 important things spoken here. I want to embrace this for a minute. and see what the Holy Spirit won't do with it. The 14th verse, the last verse in that chapter, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, number one, and the love of God. You with me? Number two, and the what? All right, and the communion of the Holy Ghost. I want you to see that. The communion of the Holy Ghost. I believe praying in the Spirit is a communion of the Holy Ghost. I believe it's communion with the Holy Ghost. I believe it's communion through the Holy Ghost. And I believe it's the communion of the Holy Ghost. I believe the Holy Ghost takes our problem, take our requests, or take unknown things for us in the spirit realm and make it clear to God what we need to have. See, communion. So I believe when you're praying in the Spirit, the communion of the Holy Ghost is with you. All right? Now remember, you say when you don't know how you ought to pray, you can pray in the Spirit because the Spirit communes directly with God. Number two, the counsel of the Holy Ghost. Now in John Gospel, chapter 16, verse 13, prophetically, Jesus spoke about the Holy Ghost, what his job was going to be. You just mark verse John 16, verses 13 through 15. Jesus was prophesying about the ministry of the Holy Spirit and that he would eavesdrop in heaven and hear things and speak it to us, the counsel of the Holy Ghost. And then after Saul, who was now is Paul, but Saul, he was a renegade. And then he got converted in the ninth chapter of Acts, and he changed his name to Paul. In Acts 9:31, look with me a minute. I think these three things could help you why you should pray in the Spirit. Not only communion of the Holy Ghost, counsel, he's a mighty counselor. Oh my, if you want counseling, pray in the Spirit. You'll get insight. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you about some things that happened originally today because of that. Because I pray in the Spirit often. I awakened this morning about 5 and I started praying. You know, and then I got other people praying because, see, when my phone dang, that means one of them girls praying too. I got 27 girls praying every day. And that phone is banging all, bang, bang, 4, 3, 2 o'clock in the morning. And we need that for the shifting we make it. Let me tell you about the comfort of the Lord in 9:31, Acts 9:31. It talks about, I'm not even turning there, but it talks about some various ways things going to happen to us. But it talks about being in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. It's comforting when you pray in the Spirit. There's a peace. There's a joy. There's a contentment. You can't get no other way. I mean, you can read the scripture, and then we know the word is alive. But it seems there's a stirring when you pray in the Spirit. Now, when you first began, you're not probably going to pray no hour. But if you make it a practice to pray 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you're going to go more and more and more. Then God's going to start talking to you. All right? So it's a weapon that we must use today because As technical as the enemy is getting, we're going to have more wisdom. And praying in the Spirit give you wisdom. All right, go back to the text and I'll tell you what we're going to, I'll tell you something happened. Three things happened to me that is important. And I'm going to tell you the three things in a minute. Discerning in the realm of the Spirit comes from praying in the Holy Ghost. In other words, the activities in the spirit world, you understand better what's going on. These are not it's not natural things. You can't understand them naturally, but the activities of the Spirit, discerning the Spirit, being led by the Spirit, there in Romans 8:14, I'll get to it, but being led by the Spirit, you're going to have to be sensitive to his leadership. Praying in the Spirit make you more sensitive to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Are you understand what I'm saying? All right, so now, it take you more out of the natural. You sort of become not puzzled, but drunk. You get filled with the Spirit. You get You get in a realm. You get in a dimension. You get at a level in the spirit that God can more freely talk to you his language. Are you following me? Now, some of your case is not solved because you don't pray in the spirit. You see, a lot of people got baptized in the spirit, went in the room, spoke a little syllable, and it just think that's the end of it. That's just the beginning. I know Brother John them explained that to you, that you need to pray all the time, pray in the spirit. Well, I'm supposed to be in, where am I supposed to be? Delaware tomorrow night. I was sitting on the seat with my wife. I prayed in tongues. The Lord woke me up this morning. I prayed an hour and a half, something in the tongue, and then went in my study and prayed till daybreak. And my wife and I were sitting there talking, and I just stood up and said, I'm not going. She said, what? I said, I'm not going. Call my son and tell him, get on the internet, call. I got guys flying from all different states coming. You got to stop all of them. I had people here ready to go. I'm not going. I sense in my spirit I shouldn't go. Now, a lot of times people get killed because they don't pay attention. I know a minister got killed. He had forewarning. His head intercessor told him, don't go. And two or three other people talked to him about things. He went anyway and he died. But the Lord said, don't go. So my family, you didn't know when I put my foot, that's it. I'm not gonna budge. And I'm thankful God they don't try to convince me. Because that'll take me out of the spirit, see. Now I gotta deal with them domestically. That ain't gonna work. I'm gonna tell you right now. A man don't have a family on his head, he in trouble. But anyway, now my son's calling. I'm talking about praying in the spirit, what it would do for you. You'll know some things that you need to know about people who are trying to deceive you. And so I just made misstatements. So I got my secretary, Bob, and all of them, my son, they're all on the phone, the internet, getting it straight. I mean, we got six or seven state guys coming from. We got to get them stopped. And so my son made the call. So one of my sons look on the internet of where I'm supposed to be going. Now, I'm going to do a supernatural money coming conference, right? This man got a 10-year anniversary appreciation. Talking about Dr. Thompson is the guest speaker. And didn't tell me nothing. Now, the Holy Ghost, I just had a witness not to go. I prayed in tongue much, and the Spirit said, don't go. I found that out after. Now, I don't know what would have happened, Gene, if I got up there. I'd have probably said, shit, they think that I walked out. Because I don't preach no anniversary. My anniversary preaching days are over. Because, you see, I draw a lot of money when I talk. You see, that's one of my gifts. But my money, my anointing is to get money to people, not from people. Another time, I was sitting on the front porch. Had prayed in tongue a whole lot. Talk about praying in the spirit, how it would protect you. I was supposed to preach in Canada. And sitting on the porch, I got wheezy about it. And so I canceled it. And the disease was, I was killing them folks at that time. And that lady didn't call and tell me. And if I take my crew over there, I'm jeopardizing their lives. And then I heard that they lock plans down. After the plan get there, you can't come back out. So she got hot with me. She told me, said, I'm going to tell the people you were afraid. I said, tell them what you want. I ain't coming. Praying in the spirit. It'll save you from a lot of heartache. Now, the most major one, and I never put these on tape, the major one is my spiritual father before he went home to be with the Lord. Called me to go to a special meeting. Well, I'd had a visitation, mark that down, visitation. I had a visitation from the Lord that morning on my front porch. And the Lord gave me a scenario of the same scenario that the call was. An older prophet talking to a younger prophet. And in the Bible, that younger prophet yielded to the older prophet not because he had a revelation because he was older. And I said, Lord, I sure hope this never happened to me and Brother Hagin. Just like that. And behold, I get to the office. They said, Brother Hagin on the phone. I thought it was Ken Jr. I said, huh? They said, Brother Hagin on the phone. That's my dad. Been fathering for years. And he said, Brother Thompson, we're going to have a conference, talk about this prosperity message and things. He said, we don't have nothing against money coming. That's what he said to me. I said, yes, sir. I just be quiet. I'm not going to try to teach my spiritual father. I'm talking about praying the spirit. See, a lot of jam you get into. A lot of jam you get into. You see, you're a speaking spirit. Write that down. You're a speaking spirit. You can speak spirit to spirit with God when you're praying in the spirit. If you don't have the answer will come. If somebody trying to blindside you, God's going to tell you stand still until they pass by so you can see the hinder part and see what's going on. Well, I didn't say anything to him. I just kind of be kind of quiet and waiting on the Lord. But he said, I'll call you tomorrow. And I said, well, I got time. Well, when he called back and told me who was going to be there, and then I just said, Brother Hagin, I can't come. He said, oh, yeah, Brother Tom, you can come. Now, man, it's putting on me because this is the man I love and I'm following him, you know. But I got a bigger man than talk to me. And so I said, no, I can't come, sir. I can't make it. I just can't come. I didn't tell him all about the dream and you know, the Lord told me not to come. I don't do all that to my dad. And I just flat foot said, I can't go. And, ministers turned against me. Big boy, they called me. You need to go to that meeting. He said, God told me you need to go to that meeting. I said, well, God done told two different stories. He told me not to go, and he told you to tell me to go. I think I'm going to take my own story. And then after that, I had two major ministers, I won't call their name, called me up and told me that they was trying to live on a 30-year revelation and that the meeting actually was for me. I didn't show up. Sometimes people try to control you. But if you're praying the spirit, so that's three times. That's just only three times I'm talking to you about. There's many more. So go back to 1 Corinthians 14 now. Let's go forward. I'm just trying to give you the importance of pastoring this church. I pastored this church by praying in the spirit. Now, not only did Paul say that, look in the 18th verse of the opening of 1 Corinthians 14. Paul said, I thank my God. He was a tongue speaker, wasn't he? I speak with tongue more than y'all. See, Paul had found out, and what I'm finding out, what you need to find out, the importance of speaking in tongue. Now, tongue is releasing angels on heavenly assignment to change earthly situations. When you're praying in the spirit, the angels are listening, and they understand divine language. Let me give it to you again. Tongue is releasing angels on heavenly assignments to change earthly situations. Isn't that powerful? So when you pray in tongue, you are releasing angels on assignment of deliverance. Hallelujah. You got a loved one need to be delivered? You got somebody in your family need to be delivered? Just pray in the spirit, and the angels are going to help you. They say what they say. They're assigned a minister for us. What is it, Hebrews 1:16? Huh? Turn there. You need to turn there because some people think I'm lying. Is it Hebrews 1? Is it Hebrews 1? 14? What they say they are? Some important thing there, ministering spirit, you see, sent forth to minister for, not to, for. That's different, isn't it? I'm ministering to you. I'm not ministering for you tonight. I'm ministering for the Lord. Uh-huh. The heirs of salvation. How many of y'all are heirs of salvation? So you got angels. The angels are just tired. Y'all not saying nothing. I want to look at this because in Acts chapter 12, we want to look at something. When Rhoda went to see who was knocking, she said, She said his angel. Then Acts 12:15. Paul was turned to Acts 12. I want you to really see this. What a church that pray in the spirit, people that pray in the spirit, can change earthly situations with heavenly power. Situations that are not going to work out no other way. Yeah, sometimes we come to a situation we don't even know how to pray about it. And we have prayed every prayer and read every scripture we can, this thing ain't changing. So I need to know what to do. And that's why it's important to know that praying in the spirit is a supernatural weapon. Did you hear that? Say that with your mouth. Praying in the spirit. No, no, you can't say it like that. Look, you hear what I'm saying? Praying in the spirit is a supernatural weapon. See now, see your heart got to hear you saying it with vigor. Not just, you know, praying in the spirit is a supernatural weapon. No, no, you got to say it with authority. Praying in the spirit is a supernatural weapon that I must use. Amen. 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 You going to let me help you? Uh-huh. Now watch this. Praying in tongue will overrule and overturn the death center and death assignment of the enemy against your life. In Acts chapter 12, first verse, now about that time, you'll see both of them. You'll see the death center changing, you'll see angels ministry. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church. I know this voice too. And he what? I can't hear you. And he what? What? Killed James. What that mean? He dead. He killed James, the brother of John, with the sword, right? Right? All right. So we know he'll kill him. And we know he'll lock you up and he'll kill you. Because we got he killed James. Right? And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. What? So he planned to kill Peter. Then was the day of unleavened bread, and when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quarters of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people, to kill him like he did James. Can you see that? Peter therefore was kept in prison. Now here we go. I wonder how they was praying. Huh? Wonder how they were praying. You see, they were praying. I wonder how they were praying. This is New Testament church now. These people believe in praying in the spirit. Now they know they got a case they can't stop themselves. They know James already dead. They just got through mourning over James. Now he got Peter. So they're praying in the spirit. They can't pray, Lord, don't let him kill Peter. He already didn't kill James. He'll kill him. So they got to get something going greater than that. Sometimes you need something going greater than that. You follow what I'm saying? Y'all don't act like y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm trying to bring y'all to another realm. There's nothing can bind you. There's nothing can lock you down. There's nothing can hold you out. There's nothing can defeat you as a child of God if you use the equipment that God have given to you. And the Holy Ghost is a mighty, mighty, mighty good friend. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. I don't know what I would do if I couldn't pray in the spirit. I couldn't handle some of you all for sure. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the, and without ceasing is another indication they were praying in the spirit. Because you run out of word in English. Of the church unto God for him. So let's visualize a crowd of people praying in the spirit at one time for one thing. Loosen divine energy that man can't handle, that satanic forces can't stop. And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping. He went to sleep. Between two soldiers bound with two chains, And the keeper before the door kept the prison. All right, now we just talked about activating the angel. How did the angel know what to do? How they got in this, on this? They were praying in the spirit. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise up quickly," and his chain fell off from his hand. Now I'm led by the Spirit to say this. Chain fall. Every form of bondage, every form of setback that is trying to hinder your life, I declare it's falling right now. Hallelujah. Come on now, go with me now. Chain fall. When Bakalasaya, chains has to fall when a saint begin to pray in the spirit. Supernatural things happen. Good God Almighty, when you pray in the spirit. Unexplainable things happen when you pray in the spirit. Children, this is real. We are not riding piggyback. This belongs to us. Good God Almighty. Chains falling. I can acknowledge by the grace of God something happened in here just now. Let me explain like the Holy Ghost explained to me. Some form of defeat was just defeated. So check your problems. It just might not be there. Hallelujah. All right, let's try to finish. Sit down. Let's try to finish. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Notice, and the angel, the eighth voice, said unto him, "Girdle thyself and bind on thy sandal." And so he did. And he said unto him, they had to tell him everything, you know, "Cast thy garment about thee and follow me." And he went out and followed him, and wished not that it was true what was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. See, the prayer got it in there. And when they were past the, and y'all think them doors y'all walk up to now come open? It's been happening. You know them doors, you're walking, they got them little eyes. You go, them doors, been had them kind of doors. Watch this. And when he went out and followed him, and was not that it was true, what was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. Verse 10 says, when they were past the first and the second wall, they came unto the iron gate that leads into the city, which opened to them of his own accord. I got to push a button to get mine open. And they went out, passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, "Now I know for sure that the Lord have sent his angel and have delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews." In other words, he have delivered me out of death. Pushing line on that bed of death and have enough unction to pray in the Holy Ghost and know the importance of praying in the Holy Ghost, just could pray their way out. Hezekiah got a 15-year extension. Hezekiah brought his kids and said, "Lord, I serve you." Now, a prophet done told him he's going to die. But I got the last word by when I die. The prophet ain't got the last word. And he got 15 years. Now, here we have a supernatural overruling, overturning a death sentence because people knew how to pray in the spirit. Now, the problem we got with people today, they won't receive you. I have to be careful where I go. I know one woman. I know she was a death. The boy brought me there. And I knew I could pray her out of death if she had any confidence in me. But then the Spirit told me, get out, because they're going to say you kill her. So I backed out toward the elevator. The boy was trying to talk to me. I said, man, I'll talk to you downstairs. I got to get out of here. Because when I am to pray for her, she said, just pray for me. No, don't pray for me or something like that. And that's when the Spirit of God told me to get out. So I just can't rip and run. I don't rip and run no more. I quit that because if you can't help, if you can't help, if people don't have confidence, you can't help them. We can't stop the enemy off of you if you're not going to participate. Don't shout me down because I'm preaching good. This is the way I think in the spirit because of praying in tongues. When Freeland Mama was about to go, she was way up in age in her 90s, wasn't it? I went over there and she was talking to everybody and I got to her and she said, I said, Alice, you got anything? She said, I already told you. You already know. We've already talked. I said, yes, ma'am. And so I left, and I attempted to go again. And the Spirit of God told me, don't go. You're going to delay her. Wow. See, I say that. People get all upset and say, how are you going to delay her? My anointing going to delay her. She was ready to check out. She had lived a good life. And I could delay her and keep her on a suffering bed or something. So the Spirit of God told me, don't go back. I'll see you on the other side. Some of these things I can't tell y'all because y'all get kind of, you know, woozy with your religion. But, you know. So praying in tongue will overrule and overturn. You have some things you need to overrule, some things you need to overturn. If it overturned death, what do you think it'd do about your situation? If it overturned death, what do you think about sickness and disease? Or what do you think about financial problem? What do you think about family problem? They can overturn it. Are you following it? This is what the early church did when Peter Light was under death sentence by Herod. They prayed. There were no connection and authority in the natural that could deliver Peter. Listen to me. There were no connection or authority in the natural that could have delivered him. So what they did, they went in another realm of the spirit. It's just like we're going to have to do politician, social media. They're trying to legalize things that are illegal in the spirit. And we are more run by the spirit than the law of the land. And so they legislate a lot of stuff and vote on it and shuffle things to get in on the book. But a lot of those things are illegal in the spirit. Homosexuality is illegal in the spirit. Two women getting married is illegal in the spirit. I don't care what they say. I don't care how long. I don't care who voted for it, you know. It's illegal in the spirit. It have moved from God's original plan for a man and a woman to bring some children here and repopulate the earth. Find me two women that can produce a child, and I'll sign the paper. Now listen here. This is what you can do with praying in the spirit. Herod's death assignment for Peter, right, was vetoed, reversed, rescind, repeal, revoke, disallow, overrule, squash, annul, nullify, invalidated, negated, and made void. That's how much power you got. Stopped him. Stopped him. A man who had much power politically, but in the spirit, stopped it. You listening? Tongues will render your enemy as an invalid against you. You listening? Every assignment against your life will be vetoed by praying in the spirit. Oh Lord, hallelujah. Make me want to pray right now, you know. Peter's death assignment was canceled and returned to the sender by praying in tongues. Wow, what a word, man. That's powerful, isn't it? Because we got so much evidence that killed, you know, to kill James, that next thing they going to do with Peter is just hold him for a while, but they're going to kill him. But the saint didn't let it happen. And, you know, I also admit that since I got these girls, and I got girls, and I got some men praying too, since I got them praying, I'm more sensitive in the spirit. So they had something to do with the decision I made today. Now, I found out after that I was being deceived. So he called Leroy Jr. I wish he listened. He called Leroy Jr. and said, can I do anything? Did your dad anything? Well, at that time, only thing Leroy could tell him that when the apostle said he ain't going, he ain't going. And Leroy said, I've been here before. I don't have no explanation. The apostle just said the Lord led him not to come. See, we're supposed to be flying out tomorrow. I didn't know nothing about the trick being paid. Now, tongue, or praying in the spirit, or praying in the Holy Ghost, reverses death, I'm going to add something on to it now, and demonic assignment against your life. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. Praying in tongue is a communication that provoke movement and action in the spirit. Hallelujah. Tongue actually access the mind of God when you pray in the spirit. I pray in the spirit. Most of my messages that I teach come after praying in the spirit. Praying in tongue taps into the creativity of Elohim. He's the creator, you see. Praying in tongue is entry into the creative highway to bring into existence that which did not exist before. So let me say it another way. Praying in tongue gets you into the realm of creativity. You become creative. Your life becomes creative. You don't have to live by normal rules. Y'all didn't get that. See, you move into another realm. My mind. Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. Y'all getting it? Philippians chapter 1. I'm glad I didn't know what he's trying to do at first. And I could make a decision in the spirit. So you know you're not fooling with a natural man. Trying to fool me and you got fooled. Man, I don't walk up there and they say, this is past the 10th year anniversary. And you the guest speaker. Man, I ain't up here for no anniversary. I believe the Lord saved him. Probably saved me too. In Philippians 1:19, it says, for I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Mark that, and the supply of the Spirit. There's a reservoir full of a supply of answers and revelations and anointing and deliverance and victory in the spirit world. Uh-huh. And when we're praying in the spirit, we tap into that reservoir of all the promises of God are yea and amen. So if I get a promise, whatever telling me no, I get a yes from God. And God will change it. Let's see. You see, your flesh is limited. Tongue removes you from the limitation of the flesh and tap you into God's abundant supply of the Spirit. No, y'all not hearing me. See. Well, listen. Praying in spirit, praying in tongue, move you from the limitation of the flesh and taps into God's abundant supply of the Spirit. That's where all the miracles are. Sign, wonder, deliverance, creativity is in the realm of the Spirit. It comes from the supply of the Spirit. Supply of the Spirit. Supply of the Holy Ghost. Supply of the supernatural. Supply of miracles. Signs and wonders to perform. Your flesh is limited. And your intellect and education will not help you in all of life situations. Don't be a dummy, get educated. I said all situations. Paul said, for I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit. So just like I was talking about those girls and boys are praying, that I'm praying, what we're doing? We're tapping into a supply of the Spirit. Now listen, let me tell you, look, y'all look up here. Don't y'all take this ministry for granted. You don't know the hours that is spent. You don't just come up here and talk like this. I ought to close this church down 3 or 4 weeks and let y'all go visit somewhere. Y'all be happy when y'all come back. I'm serious. I'm just serious. I bet you come in the choir when they say, hey, hallelujah, Jesus, on the man line. Watch me, I'm about to hit you with one now. I'm about to hit you with one that you're going to have to hear. I'm going to hit you with one by the law of supply and demand. You've heard about that law before? All right, now. There's a supply of the Spirit. But if there's no demand, there will be no supply. Now, a Christian who is born again and a Christian who is born again and baptized with the Holy Spirit are on two different levels. Now, the Christian who is born again going to heaven, but they can't function down here in the same realm with one who knows the importance of the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the evidence of speaking in tongues and speaking. So praying in tongue is the demand and the miracle power of God is the supply. So when you're praying in tongue, you're making a demand on the divine supply of God's Spirit. The Bible said God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Well, praying in the Spirit now, if you go back to our original text in 1 Corinthians 14:2, go back there because I need to show you this before I close. Hallelujah. Y'all getting anything? And this is for life. You can put this on the road, baby. This will work. Yeah, every day. You can put this on the road. This will work. You can put it on every situation. Amen. Now, notice our opening text, 1 Corinthians 14:2, is actually our key text, because Paul is trying to teach us things about the Spirit. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, you with me? Speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Now that's a high point right there. For no man understand him. Now here's another point. Howbeit in the spirit, here we go. He speaketh what?
Mystery.
What?
Mystery.
What?
Mystery.
Have you ever had any mysteries in your life?
Yeah.
Things you didn't know. Why is this going on? What can I do about this? Huh? Huh? Well, you can pray in the spirit and you're going to get an answer. See, to go back to this afternoon, the way I describe it, I got a scratching in my spirit. I don't have peace. Something wrong. And so I'm sitting there, I'm wearing it. I'm sitting right next to my wife, but she don't know I'm wearing this thing. Television on. But I'm wearing this thing in my spirit. And then I just flat stood up and said, call Leroy, I ain't going. That was the Holy Ghost. But see, I prayed in tongues about 2 hours or more. Amen. People wonder, how you pastor this church so easy? I'm really not. I pray in the spirit and the gift pastor this church. See. That's so much, children. It's so important. Oh, my God, I wish you hear what I'm saying. For us to have the proper connection. It's so important, it can put extension on our lives. If I'm okay and you're okay with God and with one another, if I have to walk in a sick room with you, huh? I walk in a sick room with people and say, everything will be all right. In Jesus' name, going about my business. They come home, and sometime the record was they're going to die. But you got to have that connection. You can't. You see, you can't force things in the spirit. That's why a pastor and member should have a good connection. You should respect him, and he should respect you because he needs your prayer. But, you know, if the gift gonna work, you know, I can't be telling the Lord, I don't even feel like going. That woman to give me so much trouble. Jesus. I got to pray an hour before I leave the house. Shakata taloko shata. I'm human. You constantly vexing the hell out of me and you think I'm human. You don't participate, you're contrary. No, I mean, you know, I got to pray to get straight. I'm responsible, I'm your pastor, but I don't know how much I can do. I don't know what groove you and I can hit. You half scared of me? I went to another woman room. I wouldn't call her name. I went to a room. She wasn't a member of this church. I went to see about her, and she went hysterical. She started pulling tubes stuff. I said, oh, Jesus, I'm going to kill her. Let me get out of here. So I left out. I ain't in contact with the family. I went on back to my house. I said, she, I don't know what she thought, you know, because, you know, sometimes I release people. Yeah. How old your mom was, boy? 80. And, you know, boy come talk to me. Matter of fact, she met me. And I was stirred in the spirit that day. And she said, you know, Mom been down a long time. She's lived a good life. Don't look like she's going to, can't get her to come back. We prayed and trying to get her to go. She's suffering. She's laying there and just can't do nothing for herself. And the spirit of God said, let's let her go home. I see some of y'all now. I said, oh, Jesus. And so she said, yeah, I'm in agreement. I went there and I said, Miss Moore, you've lived a good life. God bless you. See you. I walked out of the room. The time I got out of the room, got out of the house. Boy, said she gone. Y'all never heard that before. See, y'all said, don't let me go. I went in another elder man room, and I said, are you ready to go? He said, no! Boy, get out of here. Now that's by direction of the Holy Ghost. You understand? Don't get afraid. You're 40 years old. I'm not going to let you go. You know? When you pray in tongues, you're making demands on the supply of the power of God to deliver you. Praying in tongues, now watch this, I know this for a fact, enables a closer walk with God. You get built up in the spirit, you see. That's why Satan don't want you to pray much in the spirit. You know? Now, I'm training a bunch of people. We're texting and praying, and I'm training. And I talked to one of I had a delegated authority to talk to one of my men, and he said, it's Pharisaic to have to put my prayer on a text. Pharisaic. All we're doing is training. Yeah, that's deep. Proverbs chapter 4. This is probably the one I got to close. Proverbs deep, man. That's real deep. That's too deep for me. I'm going to keep on praying and keep on training. I mean, nobody twisting your arm. You don't have to do it, you know. Well, we told him that. He said, no, you don't have to do it. But this is what the apostle's doing. He's in training. It seemed like a good way. Everybody happy. Everybody happy. I mean, we got a bunch of people happy. They enjoying themselves. And I come to this one person. 50-something. Me and them, we got a revelation that all 50, over 50 of us don't have. And you know, I got to say it. You know a tree by the fruit is better. All right, in Proverbs 4, verse 7, Proverbs 4, verse 7, it says what? All right, go to Ecclesiastes 10 now. Just a minute here. I'm going to close here. Ecclesiastes 10:10. What it says? Other words, wisdom makes situation easier. All right? So praying in tongue is speaking the hidden wisdom of God. Make life easier. Solomon said that wisdom is the principal thing, didn't it? And that in the Ecclesiastes 10:10, watch this now, and that wisdom is profitable to what? Direct. You ever need direction? Huh? All the time, all the time, all the time. As we pray in tongues, we pray the mystery out. And the divine wisdom of God comes to surface as we pray in the spirit. Amen? Amen. The divine wisdom of God on a situation come to surface. Come to inform you, enlighten you, empower you, instruct you, direct you, correct you, protect you, provide for you. Yes, at a moment you can't handle this thing yourself. So yes, yes, yeah, it is now. I want you to get this. The divine wisdom of God will be revealed to those who pray more in tongues. Now you're never going to escape attack, but how you handle it. I got 5 minutes. I'm going to take one more. One more. So when you need wisdom for a situation, what you do? Ask God for wisdom, then do what?
Pray in tongue.
Pray in tongue. And a lot of time now, when you pray in tongue, when you're dealing with something, you're praying in tongue, and you're back against the wall, also listen as you pray, because it's a communication, and all of a sudden, English words start coming. And it might be broken, it might not be correct English, but just keep saying them out. I was praying. I don't have the prophecy. I'll give it to you one day. I was walking praying. I'd been praying about 40 minutes. I was on an RV park. I was out there praying. That was my wife, my do out there. We stood in, praying, sat and talk. And I'm praying in alopecia. I said, what? Alopecia. So I'm trying to spell this now. I'm going to write it down. Alopecia, three times. And then he told me, he said, you have not seen prosperity yet. And he based it on, so you can read it, Jeremiah 33:9. He said, I have not prospered you yet. You haven't seen it yet. You don't understand my prosperity yet. Who connected? When he talked to me, he's not talking to me alone. You see what I'm saying, young man? He's not talking to me alone. You feel with the Holy Ghost? You talk in tongues? You talk in tongues? Him. You pray in the Spirit? All right. When the last time you prayed? Can't remember. All right, hold on. See, the important is, you went in the room and got it, right? He got it here. He got baptized here as your son? Grandson. He got baptized here in the Spirit? You're going to have to practice it. You ever come to any of the generation of salvation? Get him here. Make sure you're here next time. Praying in tongue in Romans 8:14-16 is very important. As many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Huh? Then the 16th verse said, the Spirit bear witness with our spirit that we are children of God. All right, it's very important. Praying in tongue is the beginning of being led by the Spirit. Because if you don't pray in the Spirit, you're going to be so dull where the Spirit trying to tell you go, it don't have no natural sign. So your faith to be led by the Spirit has to kick in to another level. I trust you. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him. He'll do what? See, but if you have, the Holy Spirit is trying to lead you beyond religion, beyond tradition, beyond the doctrine of men. He's trying to lead you into green pasture, beside still waters. In the path of righteousness. Watch what I say. I'm going to talk quick. Path of righteousness. Path of holiness. Path of sanctification. Righteousness is a position. Holiness is a conduct. Sanctification is a process. We're all still being sanctified. Sanctified means set apart for God. Don't tell me you can't live right. That's a lie. I'm 40 years too deep for that. And I know a crook when I see one because I was one. And I know God can change your life. Amen. Say amen. Amen. So don't be making no excuse. Pray in the Spirit. You got something in your life you don't want in your life? Pray in the Spirit and let the Lord flush it out. Don't be a good person, good for nothing. Let Satan rule your life. Be led by the Spirit. My God. Praying in tongue is yielding and showing confidence in the Holy Spirit. That's a wrap there. Praying, listen to what I said. Praying in tongue is yielding and showing confidence in the Holy Spirit. Habit become our destiny and future. When we develop the habit of praying in tongues, we're developing the habit of surrendering and yielding to God, the Holy Ghost. And there are dimensions in the spirit. There are places you can go. There are joys. The Bible called it joy unspeakable and full of glory. Huh? The kingdom of God is what? Righteousness, peace, and what? You're not going to experience it if you don't pray in the spirit. Now, you have some of it because you're a child of God. You have some of it because you're born of God's spirit. You're going to see something, but, you know, if you really want a full snowball, because y'all get devil juice, I know it. I want some, red, blue, and green. If you want that in your life, you're going to have to pray in the spirit, or you have blue all the time. You understand what I'm saying, don't you? All right, lift your hand and praise God. Stand up and lift your hand and praise God. I tell you, God, good. Is he good? Well, pray in tongue a few minutes.